Chapter 3. I have never seen an inhabited spot which seemed so utterly desolate, so entirely separated from the world, whose people appeared to me to have such a slender hold on mankind. Charles Nordoff, The Farallon Islands, Harper's New Monthly Magazine, 1874. January 10, 2003. Point Reyes smelled like leather and eucalyptus and moss and wood and smoke when I pulled onto the main street in my rental car, looking for a diner called the Station House. I knew it wouldn't be hard to find. There were only about a dozen buildings in the entire commercial district. This was a rugged Northern California beach town, a place of wood stoves, bulky plumbing, and artisan cheese, nestled into folds of low coastal hills and edged by a finger of ocean called Tomales Bay. Tomales Point, at its mouth, was a popular place for surfing, kayaking, and abalone diving, despite the fact that more people had been attacked by great white sharks there than anywhere else in the world. From the point, it was only 20 miles to the Farallons. The 2002 shark season had just wrapped up, and I was here for a recap. Though I'd intended to make a day trip or two to the island with Ron this past fall, magazine work had kept me pinned to Manhattan. I had no idea how the year had played out in terms of sharks, who'd been back and who was AWOL, how many tags had been deployed, what fresh discoveries had been made. In emails, Peter had offered hints of difficulties, with tensions from the cage-diving feud affecting everything they did. I wanted to hear about all of it. I still, as Scott would say, had sharks on the brain. By now, I was a sort of cocktail party expert on great whites and could hold forth about them for any amount of time. I often found myself thinking about the Farallon sharks during long sets at swim practice, and they continued to populate my dreams, sometimes even waking me at night. Unlike most memories, soon relegated to the brain's discard pile, even the sentimental favorites, the sharks occupied prime real estate in my head. And as the months passed, my intrigue about the islands themselves intensified too.